Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. It's Thursday, August 13th. Hope you are well and ready to go. An exciting day of basketball. Yes, it's been here for 2 weeks, but it's just gotten more and more exciting. Probably more exciting than a lot of Grizzlies fans like myself had hoped it would be. Yes, the Grizzlies have struggled in the bubble for things both outside of their control and within their control. But hey, here we are. The Grizzlies still control their own destiny. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. We'll get into it more later on in the show. But before we get started, I will remind everyone of our title sponsor, RockAuto.com. RockAuto, amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the car parts you will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com today and let them know that Locked On sent you. In the third segment, we'll discuss the Bucks' victory. Look at my positive mindset. We'll discuss the game against the Bucks. How can the Grizzlies find some success? And again, go all over the implications that occur. Second segment, going to discuss Grayson Allen. He probably has been the brightest spots of the Grizzlies. What does it mean now? What does it mean for the future? Definitely has opened some eyes and possibilities for the Grizzlies, and we'll look into that. But in this first segment, I kind of want to talk about, you know, what does today mean? Besides the obvious, what does today mean? And we'll jump right into that. So, you know, you've seen some different perspectives about what the Grizzlies, you know, are looking at today. And there have been some, you know, more based in reality. I could see you calling them negative. I don't really call them that. I call them logical. You know, you've seen those that are like, you know, with all the injuries the Grizzlies have experienced, just, you know, go ahead, play out the 8 games, get the inevitable out of the way. Odds are going to continue to be stacked against you. Portland is a better matchup for LA. The NBA wants the best matchups. All this different stuff. I get that. You want Jaw's health preserved. I get all that. But in my opinion, with all that's gone on this year, I personally would just rather take a more positive approach. And that's my, you know, that's what I want to talk about for a minute, is that today, the Grizzlies, no matter which way they go, there is a positive outcome in all places. Obviously, you want them to win. And I'm not talking about the whole thing about, oh, well, the Grizzlies, you know, just being here should be a positive experience. Yes, 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 that's still true. But in terms of today, no matter what outcome occurs, there is a way to, you know, look at every possibility out there as being positive. If they lose, yes, you're initially going to be disappointed. I get it. You would have loved to have been able to, at full health, see the Grizzlies play the Lakers. That would have been a great opportunity for Memphis. That still could be there, but it's a much harder path to get there now. However, the Grizzlies win today, which I think they're going to do. You know that Ja and the players, they want to continue playing. They want to continue to win. We saw Ja's performance against the Celtics. He was at the top of his game. Yeah, it really didn't make that much of a difference for the Grizzlies, but he still was playing at top level. He was playing to his strengths, arguably had one of the top 5 games of his career, and I think he's going to come out and do the same thing today. So he wants to keep playing. Taylor Jenkins, I'd love to see him in a scenario where he knows he has to win. I'd love to see what adjustments he would make against a team he's already played, you know, more than likely in the Portland Trailblazers. Of course, the Grizzlies beating, you know, if it's the Trailblazers, the Grizzlies beating the Trailblazers twice, back-to-back days, it's very unlikely. But at least getting to that scenario, I think, is a building experience. And that's another thing about today as well, another thing that I'd like to see. Besides the chance of getting of Ja and Taylor Jenkins getting the chance to continue playing and them being able to, you know they want to do that, just doing it, I think, is going to be such a big boost. If the Grizzlies can have success today in a must-win situation, even if they were to lose the next game against the Trailblazers, I think that is a significantly better way to go into the offseason than losing and just completely missing the playoffs altogether. I really do think that. You may not put that much significance on it, but I do think that that is a relevant narrative that is a lot more in the Grizzlies' favor going forward. At less than full strength, a young core, these Grizzlies stepped up to the plate. Things did not go their way in the bubble, yet they still gave themselves a chance. I think that's a lot better than the Grizzlies just lost the eighth game and they're going home. I think the former is a lot better than the latter. So getting the chance to see Ja and Jenkins as much as possible, especially when we haven't been able to see them that much, and the Grizzlies entering, you know, having a what better way of entering their potential offseason that's going to come, you know, just to be honest, it's going to come soon. I think that's a lot better than losing in today's game. But that's not the only outcome, obviously. You know, if the Grizzlies were to lose, especially now, if the Grizzlies start off like they did against the Celtics today, against the Bucks, I don't care who's not playing for the Bucks. Still, the Bucks are arguably the best team in the NBA. Their roster is full of talent. If you struggle, they're likely going to still beat you. But in general, say the Grizzlies were to lose today. Well, then, yes, there's the initial disappointment of their losing, and it's the disappointment of how they've done in the bubble. That is completely fair. I'm not blaming the Grizzlies' struggles on their injuries in the bubble. They should not be in this position. They should already have the 8th seed locked up. All of that is true, but it's also, you know, that's not reality. Reality is the Grizzlies still have the chance they control their own destiny. But if the Grizzlies lose today, the immediate, you know, and most relevant consequence that comes from it, well, we've mentioned the word convey over the past 2 years. It has not happened yet, but that's a great thing simply due to the fact that it's led to us getting Jaren and Ja. When Jaren was the, you know, potential pick, convey wasn't in the conversation, but last year instead of conveying, we got Ja. I think we're all satisfied with that. But when you really look at the Grizzlies' draft, you know, yes, conveying would be ideal so that we could have the freedom of our first-round pick in 2021. This is not a good draft by a lot of people's estimations, but it's not as if the Grizzlies are just in a horrible outcome position as far as the draft goes. If my understanding is correct from what I've read, basically, so the season ended on March 11th, and at that point, the Grizzlies were in the playoffs. If the Grizzlies were to not make the playoffs, they automatically would have the 14th best odds in the lottery. The way that it works is that with the Boston Celtics' potential ownership of the pick, if the Grizzlies finish with a pick 7th or later, Boston automatically gets it. If the Grizzlies finish with a pick in the first 6 picks, it's their pick, and then they just lose their 2021 pick automatically to Boston. No protections or anything. So if the Grizzlies were to make the playoffs, that pick automatically goes to Boston. But if the Grizzlies were to not make the playoffs, they had the 14th best odds. Basically, they have a 2.4% chance of landing a pick inside the top 4 and like a 97.6% chance of it being 14. But the thing about it is that with those odds, you know, it's not like you were going to wind up with the 9th pick. You still are in a beneficial position. Because if the Grizzlies finish 14th, okay, everything stays status quo. Yes, you didn't make the playoffs, but the pick still conveys to Boston, and you get the freedom of, you know, using your pick as you may in the 2021 draft. But if the Grizzlies were to land a pick in the top 4, it's in the top 6, so the Grizzlies get it. I get that this is a bad draft, but we're wanting to sit here and build off this year next year. Say the Grizzlies wind up with the 12th or 13th pick in the 2021 draft, but and that goes to Boston because they landed in the top 4 this year. I get that it may be a bad draft, but still landing in the top 4 of this draft is not a bad turn of events for our front office. They're likely going to make a good... This front office has shown they can evaluate draft picks, so you're probably going to come away with a very talented player, or it's another unexpected asset to use in potential trades or whatever it may be. So my whole key is this. The goal is to make the playoffs. But because of the Grizzlies' success this year, we've been talking about it for months now as a big part of the bubble conversation, and also before the bubble when the season was suspended. What's the outcome next year? What should the Grizzlies do beyond this time? Well, we've talked a lot about next year, about no matter what, the Grizzlies have positive outcomes across the board. They bought themselves that right through having a great season and also putting a great core together. Well, right now, it's still beneficial. So whether win or lose, the Grizzlies are in a position to where they can, if they win, they keep going. We still get to see John Jenkins. We still get to see the team. It's going to be a better narrative going into the offseason than losing. But even if they do lose, and they now, you know, it's not a guarantee that they convey the pick, they still are in a beneficial position that could allow for either we convey the pick or our front office gets another attractive asset to use. So either way, Today, Memphis, regardless of the outcome, is still in a very advantageous position in the near future. So it's going to be an exciting day. Looking forward to it. That's what makes today awesome, in my opinion, is that no matter the outcome, you still are certainly in a position to where you can benefit. Before we go to our first break, we want to remind our listeners. So we know you come to the Locked On Podcast to get news about your favorite team. That's why you listen to your favorite podcast show. Well, another news source we're excited to tell you about is Axios. Start your morning with the news that matters in just 10 minutes. Axios Today host Niall Abudu and a team of award-winning journalists will bring you the latest analysis and insight into the trends shaping our world. Look for Axios Today. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss Grayson Allen, his performance in the bubble, and what it all could mean now and into the future for Allen and the Grizzlies. The summer is here. The heat is up. It's beautiful outside, and you and your family probably want to be on the go with all that's happened this year. Well, of course, it's the most inopportune time for car trouble, and we all know that's exactly what's going to happen. Well, I'm here to tell you about RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a great source if you do have car trouble. Number one, it's easy to use. Within a few clicks of the button, you should be able to find what you need. And they're likely to have what you need. They have a lot of different parts from a lot of make and models, so it's likely what you need is there. And furthermore, it doesn't matter, you know, what level of car expert you are. If you're someone like me who has to have someone do the repairs for you, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, or if you do car repairs for a living, Rock Auto is a great source to have, and it's because they're affordable. This is a family-owned business. They know that car repairs typically are out of budget, so they try to make it, you know, budgetable by having very affordable prices. If you visit rockauto.com, let them know that Locked On sent you in the how-to section. Rockauto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you will ever need. Visit rockauto.com today. I'm not sure how you spend your day or when it comes to your snacks, but I can tell you one that could definitely benefit your day, and that's Built Bar. Built Bar is a great protein bar option, and it's unique, unlike other protein bars, in that it combines both taste and health. You don't have to trade one for the other. I know my favorite is peanut butter, and I know that I enjoy it during the morning, afternoon, maybe during a walk where I like to listen to my favorite Locked On Podcast Network shows. The thing about Built Bar is it's also versatile. You can go to BuiltBar.com right now. They have several different flavors. They also have powders that you can actually put into your drink, so it's very versatile, and you can enjoy it in multiple ways. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now and you put the promo code LOCKEDON in, you'll get $10 off your first order. I can say with confidence it won't be your last. Add to your day, enjoy a Built Bar, wherever, however you choose to do it, but if you include a Built Bar, it'll make your day better. Make sure to go to BuiltBar.com, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and get $10 off your first order. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. And so we talked about, you know, in the first segment, yes, there are a lot of different perspectives to look at for today. But in terms of a positive, excited, not unrealistic look at it, you know, again, we've all talked about, you know, going into, you know, with the Grizzlies' success last summer and them exceeding expectations over the next year plus, basically any outcome that happens is definitely in the Grizzlies' favor. But really, if the Grizzlies were to lose today, they still have a positive outcome, even if they were to land a pick in this draft. So, just, you definitely want to see them win. I want to see them win. You know, the players want to win. It just comes down to, can they get it done? I think they will, but the main thing was to focus on the fact that, you know, again, no matter what perspective you take or how you look at all the options, you can always spin it as a positive and a realistic one. And so that's a great position to be in. But I want to talk about the one player who has continued to make a difference other than Ja Morant in the bubble, and that is certainly Grayson Allen. Now, Grayson Allen has not started a game up to this point. He has been someone that for the Grizzlies has definitely, though, made a huge, huge impact when it came to the Grizzlies' performances. Think about it as this, is that when it comes to Memphis, is that coming into the bubble, as we've stated before, as I've, you know, pointed out, the one thing that, and many others have as well, the one asset that the Grizzlies had that was an advantage for them, regardless of opponent, doesn't matter if it was, you know, someone who's not in the bubble, someone with a losing record, or one of the league's best teams, the Grizzlies bench was legitimately at advantage no matter what the competition offered. We lost Tyus Jones. Unfortunately, that did have an impact. We've seen kind of, you know, it took DeAnthony Melton a little bit of time to get going without Tyus Jones. Tyus Jones was just someone who, allowed for you know, the Grizzlies to be able to play well. You know, I'm a big comic book fan, and there was a movie that came out a few years ago. It was a disappointment, but it still was a fun movie in my perspective. And there was an X-Men villain named Apocalypse. And what Apocalypse would be is that he would be someone who has acquired, he had a bunch of different powers on him, one, but the other thing that the movie portrayed him being able to do for his allies, he would always have four horsemen, you know, not getting into all that, but just talking about in the Marvel comics, Apocalypse would always be surrounded by four horsemen. And when they came into Apocalypse's, you know, group, he would amplify their powers. He would make their powers greater. That's kind of what Tyus Jones does for the Grizzlies. He is able to make the players that he plays with, he's able to make them better because he puts them in such good positions to be able to make shots, allow for their offensive game to show up, and things such as that. So missing him has certainly been, it just shows how important he is. Well, unfortunately, in the games in which the Grizzlies had the best chance to win, their bench was a disadvantage. It was not the same as it was, and as it was trying to piece itself together, it unfortunately was not there to provide the boost the Grizzlies had been used to, and we unfortunately lost a few games in a row. But over the past, but Grayson Allen stepped up immediately, and performances of his, especially over the past four games, have been able to keep the Grizzlies at least within range despite slow starts. But it's not just that Grayson Allen just has a moment here or there. He legitimately has been one of the best reserves in the bubble. For any player that has played as a reserve during the bubble, up to this point, Grayson Allen is third in points scored. He is fourth in field goals made. Actually, Brandon Clark is third himself. But a big key for Grayson is that he is second among reserves in the bubble in three-pointers made. Now, Gary Trent, if there was a sixth man of the bubble award, Gary Trent of the Portland Trailblazers would win it. But Grayson Allen would be right there. He arguably would be top three. And the big significance about all that is this. We've seen the Grizzlies struggle from three in the bubble. That has been the biggest issue, especially against the Celtics. 2-for-17 to start just was not there. They have gotten themselves in too big of a hole. If they could find their three-point range, the Grizzlies will be all right. Grayson has 23-for-48 in the bubble, 48% shooting. Now, I don't think that Grayson Allen is someone that's going to sit there and shoot 48% off the bench for the next 3 years for the Grizzlies. But his emergence, not only as another relevant bench piece who can add value on the court, but the way in which he does it as a knockdown three-point shooter on catch-and-shoot opportunities. We talked about it last week. We talked about, you know, the Grizzlies again. The one thing that they're missing is a knockdown shooter from the outside. It's so hard to find that for someone who can create it themselves. Grayson Allen isn't a good shot creator. I'm not going to say he's not good. He's not, you know, he's not an above average to elite shot creator off the dribble. But what he has shown is the confidence and the ability to where he has the intelligence to get open on the perimeter, ball handler can find him, and he can shoot a three. I've seen several people on Twitter talk about right now the only person that they have confidence in making a shot outside of 10 feet from Memphis is Grayson Allen, and it truly is true. But you look at that now going forward for Memphis. That is a big, big asset. Yes, Tyus Jones, Kyle Anderson, De'Anthony Melton, Brandon Clark, they have formed one of, if not the best benches in the NBA this season. But now you add Grayson Allen and his shooting element to that group, you have an unbelievable opportunity to continue to have one of the best benches in the league going forward, which is going to be a big boost for the Grizzlies as they continue their journey towards contention. The other thing that his emergence does is not only does it add to the bench, but it also kind of puts into play, all right, what about the other pieces that are there? Obviously, we know Ja and Tyus are going to be with the Grizzlies. You know, Ja for, you know, the foreseeable future. Tyus, obviously, through his contract. But now you've got Dylan in place for another 3 years. His best spot is probably as a sixth man off the bench. You put him and Grayson on that bench with Tyus and Brandon Clark, that again remains just an unbelievable bench. What about De'Anthony Melton? Obviously, you'd love to keep all these guys, but De'Anthony Melton's coming up in restricted free agency. Now, you know, does Grayson's emergence allow for De'Anthony Melton to become more expendable? That's something we'll talk about more as the offseason begins. But the whole key about it is that with Grayson's emergence, the Grizzlies now have more options in the present and the future. He either can enhance an already advantageous bench, he can allow for you to have options for, you know, in the near future to where he may create a trade piece and perhaps Dylan or D'Anthony Melton. You know, he may free up cap space if the Grizzlies decide D'Anthony Melton's not worth what another team offers him. It's just another asset for the Grizzlies to have in place, and his development is not only a compliment to Grayson but also Taylor Jenkins for working with Grayson once he came back to health and allowing for him to be able to make the most of his opportunity in the bubble. So Grayson has been a big, big asset. He's allowed for this bench to remain a benefit for the Grizzlies despite the loss of Tyus Jones. And obviously, you know, you don't want to overreact to what happens over seven games or in a, you know, an unprecedented atmosphere. But it's hard to deny just how much Grayson Allen brings to and adds to this team, especially in a reserve role. And it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds, you know, once the season is over. We're going to come right back, and we're going to take a few minutes to talk about the Bucks game and what can the Grizzlies do to make the most of their opportunity when in advance. We'll be right back with you on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So, basically, here we are. At 3 o'clock today, the Grizzlies are going to play the Bucks. It is the first of the four games that everybody's going to be watching, especially Grizzlies fans today. The bubble's actually already started for today. The Wizards and the Celtics are playing. But the Kings and Lakers play at 12:30. That Kings are already eliminated. But the Bucks are playing the Grizzlies at 3 o'clock. The Mavericks are playing the Suns at 3 o'clock. The Spurs are playing at 5:30. And then the Trailblazers. Sorry, the Pelicans don't matter. The Trailblazers are playing at 8. So the big key about it is that when it comes to Memphis, they're playing, they're going to be one of the first games. So the Grizzlies can immediately make this less than dramatic. They can end the drama early if they're able to beat the Bucks. Now, there's not been much information about, you know, the Bucks as far as sitting people. You know, a big thing was made about, you know, the fact that the Celtics didn't sit anybody. They played full strength against the Grizzlies. They kicked the Grizzlies' butt. But, of course, they then set like half their team in the final game. And a lot of Grizzlies fans were frustrated. I can understand. The hope is that the Bucks might be able to do that. They might be able to sit some players in preparation because they can't gain anything from it. There's nothing to gain from this. In all honesty, and I don't want to sit here and be a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. I just want to use logic, and we could use it right now. Another thing that could benefit the Grizzlies is the fact that Mike Budenholzer is the mentor of Taylor Jenkins. Taylor Jenkins followed Budenholzer from Atlanta. He was there with the Bucks. If Taylor Jenkins, who is famous for protecting that Bucks bench in a fight a couple of years ago, if he can do that for the Bucks, well, Mike Budenholzer can return the favor and protect Jenkins' ability to go to the playoffs. Okay, that may be stretching it a little bit, but in general, the idea is that with the Grizzlies playing the Bucks, on paper, the Grizzlies have very little chance, but the hope is that perhaps, you know, with Giannis Antetokounmpo out due to the headbutt to Mo Wagner of the Wizards, that obviously is a big benefit in the Grizzlies' favor, and, you know, potentially seeing some of the starters play, or some of the starters limited for the Bucks, hopefully will do it as well. Now, I don't think that the Bucks are going to sit their all their starters immediately. There are a few folks. I think Chris Middleton has a few statistical things that he could earn. They may look to get that done. You know, the Bucks don't have anything to play for, so they're going to watch out for their players. But him, Eric Bledsoe, the Lopez twins, DiVincenzo, I can't ever say that guy's name, but he's been a sixth man of the year. Those guys will still play, but the hope is that their minutes can be limited. The Grizzlies can find some shooting success, and that's going to be the big key. At the end of the day, we've talked about once the Grizzlies entered the stretch where they played the Raptors, the Celtics, and the Bucks. Listen, these teams can sit all the players that they want to, but if the Grizzlies are going to have another game in which they start off 6-for-24 and 2 from the field and then 2-for-17 for 3, if Dylan Brooks is missing shots left and right, you know, in all honesty, the Grizzlies don't deserve to have whatever breaks they get outside of their control help them get there. Ja Morant showed up last game. The Grizzlies need to play in this game like they did against the Thunder. They need to earn this victory outright. Yes, Giannis Antetokounmpo sitting is obviously something that you're fine with. But in terms of the Grizzlies, they don't need to sit here and they're already backing their way into a playoff scenario. They don't need to sit here and continue to do that and struggle. And just by the grace of Budenholzer, they make it in. The Grizzlies need to seize the opportunity and make the most for it. The Bucks are a very good defensive team. And they are a very efficient offensive team. Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, the Lopez twins, they can make life very tough. And the Bucks are going to shoot the three. The other big thing about the Bucks is that they shoot the three frequently. So the Grizzlies are going to have to make three-pointers in this game. And they're going to have to do it through setting up their shooters on catch-and-shoot situations. It's not going to be a bunch of mid-range shots that don't fall for Dylan, because at the end of the day, the Bucks are going to make some of their shots. So the Grizzlies are going to have to start out shooting. They're going to have to find a rebounding advantage at some point as well. Working in Jonas in the paint should help. Without Antetokounmpo, yes, the Lopez twins are there, but Jonas should still have a bit of success in the paint, so working him as a reliable option or another wrinkle may certainly benefit. But for the Grizzlies, it's just simple. They're going to have to hit shots, and they're going to have to control the ball. They're not going to be able to give up a bunch of turnovers. They're going to have to hit shots. They're going to have to play, worthwhile defense, and they're just going to have to play as a team. Ja Morant, yes, he definitely does need to have a game like he did against the Celtics, but if he can penetrate and he can get to the basket, that can open up the perimeter, that can allow the Grizzlies to have some shots. But it comes down to the Grizzlies hitting shots today. It comes down to their perimeter defense, not allowing for a bunch of open looks from the Bucks, because they will hit the shots. And if they can also prevent second chance opportunities, get rebounds, the small things, allow the breaks to go your way. We saw that in a few games earlier in the bubble, where it just seemed like breaks would not go the Grizzlies' way. Playing with effort and with effectiveness, we'll get breaks to go your way, and the Grizzlies certainly could use that as well. So just in general, this is another team who, at full strength, the Bucks outclass the Grizzlies. That's just the truth. Nothing against the Grizzlies. The Bucks arguably are the best team in the NBA. But with their best player out, yes, they're going to be still playing. In all honesty, Chris Middleton will be the best player on the court when he plays. But if the Grizzlies can play as a team, and they can limit their mistakes and not take, several or a plethora of ill-advised shots, I think they easily can play together as a team and win this game, and I expect for them to. So at the end of the day, my hope is that this is not the last game preview that we do for the season on Locked On Grizzlies. I do feel that will be the case, and I feel that come Saturday, the Grizzlies will probably be facing the Portland Trailblazers. I would love for it to be as the 8th seed, but even if it's the 9th seed, I think that's the best case scenario for Memphis. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I love every moment that I get the chance to, express my opinions and give content out there for you. You can follow me at StatsSAC. You can follow Mark King at King_producer, and you can follow the show at Locked On Grizz. Reach out to us via DM, wherever it may be. Leave us a review. Subscribe wherever podcasts are. Let us know your opinions. If you would like an idea to be discussed on the show, we always love the interaction from our listeners. For Sean Coleman, the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, have a great day. Enjoy the game today. Go Grizzlies, and we'll talk to you soon.